I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
We are live. You're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show. Hope you all are having a great Monday out there. A lot going on. P. Diddy has been raided, two of his residences. We'll be covering this and more today on the show. Tomorrow on the IntelliHub exclusive on the members only, subscribestar.com/Shep. All the links are in the description below in the link tree. I will be covering this in detail with Jason Goodman once more information develops and as I sift through everything. But as it stands right now, Department of Homeland Security agents have raided Sean Puffy Combs's California and Florida residences. There's an article up on IntelliHub.news, but I think we should do a little bit of other news first before we get into our main topic. We're back to this Donald Trump court case where they're now saying that the New York appeals court reduced Trump's bond in his civil fraud case to $175 million, and they're calling this a victory. I really don't think that's a victory, apparently that's what they have him weaseled into right here in this. And a state appeals court ruled that Donald Trump and co-defendants in the New York civil fraud case have 10 days to post $175 million bond, down from the $464 million judgment that was originally due Monday. The 11th hour ruling from a panel of the state appellate division judges, all appointed by Democratic governors, is a major victory and a relief for the former president, whose attorneys had said coming up with a larger bond was practically impossible. The ruling also means that State Attorney General Lieta James' office cannot yet begin collecting on the judgment. So, you know, this gives them a little bit more time to come up with this money. It buys Donald Trump somewhat more time, but critics still wonder where Donald Trump is going to get the revenue to come up with this $175 million cash or in bonds or security, whatever is necessary. He's going to have to come up with. So that's in NBC News. And then out of Metro, haunting new horror film based on the devil actually made $666,000. $666 on opening weekend. And this is starring the Dark Knight Prisoners icon David Dast Malchain. The chilling horror film follows late night talk show host Jack Delroy, whose mysterious past comes back to haunt him during a special episode of his TV program Night Owls. And in this opening, it did a whopping $666,666 on Sunday alone, Variety reported. You know, that's just a clickbait headline. unlocking the potent power of papaya seeds, a 10-day transformation. This is out of IntelliHub.news. And don't overlook the power of papaya seeds, guys. Although the fruit is often the show's star for superfoods, the tiny seeds are packed with nutrition and offer many health benefits that will transform your well-being in just 10 days. If you want a fundamental change in your health, start incorporating a teaspoon of papaya seeds in your daily diet today. Trust us, your body will thank you. It tells the benefits. It even does digestive health and parasite control. That's one of the main benefits of this. So you can see that and other health news on IntelliHub.news. Don't forget to support the show. You know, I'm not funded by big corporate interests or anything like that. So join the Crusade for Truth. All the links are in the description. Read the description down there and definitely support the show. A lot going on with this federal raid. Agents are raiding Sean P. Diddy Combs' properties amidst allegations. Federal agents have overturned Diddy's homes in an all-out raid. This is out of IntelliHub.news. In a bold and dramatic move, the Department of Homeland Security and launched raids on the multi-million dollar mansions of the music industry heavyweight Sean Diddy Combs in Holmley Hills, Hollywood, and Miami. These unexpected searches were conducted by federal agents, marking a significant turn of events. The raids are reportedly linked to a grave allegations involving sex trafficking. And this is what a lot of people have been talking about on the interwebs, in Diddy's, particularly in his circle, and you know, in his own little world that Diddy's lived in for the last 20-30 years, all of his security guards, various artists that have surrounded him, have come out and talked about certain things that's happened at parties, certain things that Puff Daddy has been doing and involved in, and he's not a very nice guy. So in IntelliHub.news, we got this article right here, and according to eyewitnesses, the situation resembled a scene from a movie, with agents and protective gear and tactical vehicles swarming the large properties. And these are Diddy's properties now. This is Puff Daddy. He's getting raided by these agents, and the Holmby Hills residence, famous for its luxury and celebrity status, was surrounded by officials as the search continued. Sean Combs, a prominent entertainment industry figure, faces legal challenges that could impact his personal and business life. As the investigation progresses, the public and fans of the hip-hop legend are left with numerous questions and few answers. It's still unclear that the allegations what entail and the implications for Combs. This developing story continues to captivate the nation's attention, and we'll have to see how it unfolds. Become a member of the IntelliHub exclusive podcast. You can get to it by this banner on IntelliHub.news. or at the top of the page right here, and you can go to the subscribestar.com/Shep and become a member, and there's different tiers right here. Support the show, support all that. I'm gonna play a little clip from X right here, from Diddy's.
The armed officers that made their way inside, they actually are kind of just milling about or holding the perimeter, as it would be. The non-essential, you can see them making their way back over to these armored vehicles, probably doing a little debrief about what they saw. In any type of these situations, it really is, you know, you've got these armored officers that go in first, but I would venture to say the investigators or the people that are know what they're looking for, probably still out there on the streets, and they're waiting for that all clear to make sure that there is absolutely nobody on this property. And again, this is just a precaution. They don't want to have any kind of issues. Maybe somebody's hiding still, maybe just scared. And
maybe somebody's hiding still. Maybe there's underground tunnels. Maybe it links to the Playboy Mansion's underground tunnels. You never know with these sick, sick bastards. This is Sean Puffy Combs's residence right here in Homely Hills in California. Also, his Miami residence has been raided by agents.
You know, doesn't have to be nefarious, and just because they don't know what's going on and they just don't want to have somebody pop out of a closet or a bathroom or any one of these rooms while they're doing that investigation, and then other problems can ensue. So that's basically why we're seeing that large presence. They keep walking through there. And like you mentioned, this is an extremely large home and probably with many rooms and little secret areas. So they want to make sure that everything is cleared before they allow those investigators in to start doing that investigation, whatever it is that they're looking for. But you can see a number of those officers making their way back into that major. This is the big main house, as it would be, making their way back inside.
So there's a number of agents there. And this is at both residences now. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, watching this, also don't forget to like, subscribe, share, because this show is extremely censored. Don't forget to check out our show earlier on ICP. ICP's Violent J claims to have seen a Bigfoot monster in the Detroit woods, actually inside the city in the suburbs. And the rapper says he yelled out and the thing charged him after it dropped down out of a tree. So you could check that out on IntelliHub.news, and it all links, and also on the YouTube. We're live on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, X.com. It's the Shepherd Ambella Show. I'm going to roll more of this clip right here from Fox 11.
And I would venture to say that they're going to just go through every one of those rooms and make sure that there is nobody in there.
A part of all of this, and they have a number of resources on hand with a drone flying up top, as well as they had ladders taking a closer look at certain parts of the property. And so they are looking at every nook and cranny they need to in terms of why they're investigating this home and property.
Wow.
So clearly this is going to take a while. And as Haley mentioned, with her shot down on the ground right there, more people are coming to your area, Haley.
Yeah, I would say it's mostly media at this point. We were the first ones here on scene. But yeah, since there's probably a dozen different media agencies. Yeah, it looks like his homes on both coasts are being raided. We still...
Law enforcement sources are telling ABC News that right now authorities are carrying out searches at properties associated with P. Diddy. This is all part of a federal investigation into human trafficking. They also say that this investigation has been ongoing now for several months. They add our sources that an arrest does not appear to be imminent at this time, but what you are looking at right now is live video of one of these searches being conducted. Now, this is a search that is happening at Sean Diddy Combs' Los Angeles home. This is in the Beverly Hills area, so you can see a tremendous amount of law enforcement present there all around that home. So this search just began here. There's also, as we understand, another search being conducted on the other side of the country in Miami, because we are hearing from Homeland Security that there are investigations going on using the assistance of HSI Los Angeles. And
Diddy's going to end up being blamed for the murder, for the hire of the murder of Tupac Shakur as well. And this will all come out. A lot of other people are coming out. There's sexual allegations against Combs in a lot of different cases. I'll pull up some of the documentation, but watch the show tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on subscribestar.com/Shep. I think it airs the free part on YouTube at 4. Go to 4:30, subscribestar.com/Shep. Jason Goodman and I are going to be breaking it down in detail. We got open lines 262 291-0070-262-891-0070. Kevin Morgan says Bad Boy Records rated by bad boys. Oh, wow. Yeah. He groomed Bieber for show. Jason Bieber was groomed for show, huh? All right. Raven TW says, it's about time. And Brian Platt says, sex trafficking. So, yeah, you know, this is how we do it. Shepherd Umbrella Show talking about P. Diddy. The real show with all the details after we go through all the lawsuits and documentation. Jason Goodman and I will be covering it tomorrow. Subscribestar.com/Shep at about 4:30. Become a member over there. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, hit the bell.
SI Miami, along with local law enforcement partners. We do understand that they will provide us with updates as possible. But this goes into multiple allegations against Sean Diddy Combs over the years. There's been several civil suits against him as well, including human trafficking, all of which he has denied, as this has been ongoing. But again, clearly an escalation that we are seeing play out live right now in Los Angeles.
Wow. So did you ever think that would take place, you know? And the IntelliHub exclusive podcast right here, you know, federal agents raiding Diddy, all of this. If anyone wants to call in now, 262-891. You're live on the Shepherd Umbrella Show. Who's this?
My name is Flash. I'm out here in Hawaii.
Hi, Flash. How's it going? What island are you on?
Big Island.
Nice. What?
I'm one of them targeted individuals.
Oh, wow. Are they targeting you on the Big Island as well, or just in general?
Yeah, they do it anywhere where, like, it's the occult class that is doing it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so it's like you got middle class, you got upper class, but you got the occult class, you know, and it's whoever like is aware of things that they shouldn't be aware of to them anyway. So and it's done by, you know, people that are into black magic and things like that. A lot of people think it's the government or whatever, and they might be involved, but it's mostly like people that are involved into the occult and occult practices, such as like astral projection or black magic, witchcraft, things like that. That's what I've experienced.
Interesting. So, interesting. Anything going on over in Hawaii lately on the Big Island?
Not much. It's just like a bunch of smog or, I don't know, stuff they might, you know, spray out in the ocean and then it blows inland. But
yep,
just kind of dry, windy. I don't really, you know, pay attention to much of the, besides your program and some other people's news, but I don't I just try to pay attention to, you know, knowing that this world is run by evil forces. You know, all the elites, they know that the devil is real, you know? So that also means that God is real. So I just wanted to say that, you know, try to draw closer to God. And
absolutely.
That's about it.
Absolutely. You know? What do you think about this P. Diddy thing that, you know, they've raided his two residences now?
Well, everything's usually based off a ritual for a reason. A lot of things that are in public view is over a ritual like that eclipse coming up. They're trying to, everything's based off occult practices so that they can make people fear more, than it enhances their rituals, because a lot of the rituals feed off people's, the population's fears. So it enhances their rituals and gives them more occultic powers through those rituals. And I don't know much about it. You know, I just experienced it. And the word of God from the Bible, from what I experienced, has true power to fight whatever that is going on if you're a targeted individual.
Yeah, you know, I listen to a lot of Dogman and Bigfoot stories and like Coast to Coast AM type stuff. And it's fascinating because in a lot of times they rebuke spirits and Dogman in the name of Jesus and the thing goes away.
Yeah, I've had experience with Bigfoot. I'm a beekeeper. And when I was in Vacaville, California in 2015, the owner accused us of stealing two barrels of honey, which were like 800 pounds. And I just got there. I didn't know anybody. And, you know, but, you know, we stayed up that night and waited for what was around. And we went outside and we saw this giant thing with a pointed head. And it was really muscular, whatever it was. And then it just like stepped away and it was gone. And me and my friend look at it, but he was in shock. But I don't know what it was. I mean, it either was the biggest crackhead in a monkey suit or it was really Bigfoot, you know? But whatever it was, it just took three. It wasn't scared of us, and it took three steps and was gone.
Wow.
And you know, whatever it was, we looked. There was nowhere really for it to hide besides a couple trees. And we're like, how did it just leave like that? Because it just took three steps, and it was behind a tree, and it was gone. We went behind the couple trees, and it was nowhere to be seen. It was like 100 feet of clear after that. And we're like, how the heck? You know, so
yeah, you know, I did a show earlier this morning and the guy from Insane Clown Posse, Violent J, he had seen a Bigfoot in Detroit, and he it was kind of like in the suburbs of the city, and it was one night and it bluff charged him and shit. It dropped down out of a tree.
Well, I mean, they probably have some aggressive tendencies. If you're in their territory, I've heard stories of people being killed by them and disappeared.
Oh, man.
But I think if you have the protection of God, you know, you get close to the Bible, Jesus Christ, those things can't really touch you. I mean,
yeah.
And from what I've experienced with these guys, if I didn't believe in God, they'd probably have a good opportunity to disappear me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I just say, if you're in this situation, just cling close to the Bible and try to find Jesus Christ. I would have never, you know, many years ago, I would have never thought that I would be saying that out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But I just say that, you know, and also all these people are saying, you know, this is the end times. I don't know where we are. I don't try to say anything like that, but I just tell people to please, you know, if these people that are billionaires, they know that the evil is real. They're all worshiping the devil. Then it probably most likely means that God is real too. And you probably should try to cling close to him. So
for sure. Absolutely. You can't have the yin without the yang, I guess.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things like New Age practices and religions. I'm not trying to preach to anybody, but in World War II, it was all about studying these New Age religions or old, you know, I guess you could call them older religions, like, because they were trying to get into the demonic realm, the astral project to get technology. Demons, or people would call them aliens, are the ones that are giving all these people the ideas for all this technology. And it's really the demonic realm where they're astral projecting or meditating and going into the demonic realms, you know, and getting all this technology. And a lot of these, and that's why Hitler went. You know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble on their show or anything, but that's why, like, Hitler went to the Buddhists and went all over the world where they practiced those techniques to get into the spiritual realm.
Interesting.
So, like, yeah, he went to Egypt, he went to Buddha, he went anywhere in India where they do these occult practices. And are new, I don't know, and they've been incorporated in the New Age and the occult. And they basically go to the astral realm and then, you know, they deal with demons, you know, they get, you know, by selling their souls, or I don't know how it works, you know, but they get technology, they get benefits in this realm, you know, that makes them riches or advances technology. And most of the time lately, it's not for the better of humans.
Interesting. I would like to do a show on Nazi technology and some of their occult practices that, you know, because they had that Thule society and all that.
Yeah. That's what most of this, it's been, you know, Operation Paperclip or whatever, they've been incorporated in this country quite a bit. And that's where all this like Stasi kind of targeted individual thing incorporated with the cult has come from. You know, a lot of the techniques of the Stasi is what a lot of people experience in targeted individuals is group mobbing, intimidation and things like that. But it's really just to intimidate people because they're scared of you, you know, scared of whoever they're trying to gang stalk or whatever you would call it.
Yeah.
So, but it just means you're an empowered individual basically. And you probably have the spirit of God in you, spirit of Jesus Christ. In the Bible, they talk about how a lot of these apostles and prophets were actually experienced this phenomenon too. So this is an ancient thing that occultists have done to people for a long time. But anyways, Germany, they incorporated a lot of the technology they did from the demonic realm because people would call them aliens or whatever. It's really just demons that they're consulting or fallen angels. But that's my opinion. I'm not saying that that's the absolute truth.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a fascinating topic to talk about. Anything else?
I just wanted to say I love your show and I'll try to be a better supporter. Usually I stay off and signing in on things, but I want to say thank you for your show and for the truth that you bring.
Oh, awesome, man. I appreciate the call. A great call, man.
All right. God bless you.
You as well, brother.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, that's awesome. Good caller. 262-891-0070. We can talk about targeting operations, stuff like that. Anything you want. That's what he was talking about. I'm going to set this Skype to a different setting and see what happens. 262-891-0070. The number is in the description. We talked about how Sean Puffy Combs, he has his Florida and California residences raided, you know, which is an ongoing matter. And it's occultic. All this stuff is occultic. The Die Glock and the Nazi Bell, Kevin Mooring is saying. And everyone join in the YouTube chat if you want to get in, but also definitely call in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, donate, and help me get the truth out. You know, all of this is important to keep going. Thanks for everyone that helps keep the show going. I appreciate you all. You can check out my Twitter feed. There's some stuff on there. Don't forget to catch the Insane Clown Posse Violent J interview that I played earlier. I was commentating on episode 418 of the Shepherd Ambella Show. So definitely you're going to want to check that out as well, you know, if you haven't. And tomorrow I'm going to be on with Jason Goodman on the IntelliHub exclusive. It's the subscribestar.com/Shep. Go there at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can be ready about 4 o'clock. We'll do a little thing on YouTube, then go over to the members only, and you can get all the links in the description. Just go to that link tree right there and get all set up with the Subscribestar right there. There's different tiers of support. Thanks so much, guys. I'm going to get out of here. I got some stuff to do around here, and I'll be back on in the morning. I'm going to also play some rewinds later this evening, so look for those. And guys, don't forget to share this all out. It's the Shepherd Ambella Show. See you guys later. Thanks so much, guys.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.